This is Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
All right, the trade deadline has come and gone. We may find out a trade or two that has been filed before 3, but isn't announced till afterwards. Cubs get a couple of lefties in Osich and Andrew Chafin. Chafin from the Diamondbacks, Osich from the Red Sox, and he's a former White Sox.
I saw you retweet what Mark Gonzalez had to say about Osich. Left-handed hitters batting .211. 665 OPS lifetime against him. And I was saying to the fellas, like, that's all great, but now with this new rule where a relief pitcher has to face at least 3 batters.
Tougher to do.
It's tougher, yes, it's tougher to get those matchups because the other team can actually counter when you bring in a lefty knowing he's got to face at minimum 3 batters.
Right. They always do the left-handed, right-handed mix in the lineup.
Right.
So even if you've got 2 lefties coming up, you may have to face a righty in there. So, yeah, the matchup isn't quite like it used to be.
Exactly.
More
That's
well-rounded
the point I was
bullpen arms.
Yeah, I mean, like, you don't bring somebody in for one guy anymore and let him only face a lefty because he's got to stay in there for 3.
Yeah.
So.
Do you like that rule, by the way?
It hasn't bothered me. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I actually judge things now, where I don't have a strong reaction to it. Like, I still don't like the 7-inning doubleheader. I just don't.
Really?
No.
Boo.
I sort of liked it
against the Reds. I mean, it was a long enough game.
Because, listen, 7 innings of Reds baseball is enough for me to watch at any one time either at this point. Okay? So on that front, yes. But I'm not a fan yet. Again, I reserve the right to change my perspective on the doubleheader issue, but I don't like it. Conversely, the guy or the reliever having to face 3 batters minimum, I haven't noticed it. So that's a good thing.
Because you know why you haven't noticed it is because the manager isn't walking to the mound.
Exactly.
Change.
Now, if we can get a pitch clock. Now we're talking.
I heard Len Casper on a Marquee yesterday say that the time of games have gone back up, and maybe because there are no fans in the stands, there's even less urgency. And some of these games are dragging. It's not quicker like you would think. Maybe that's why.
I don't know. But I don't know why the fans would make it quicker.
I don't know. Pleck, you said boo. Why were you booing Waddle?
I think
all the money's made for you and the dinger.
Come on. Like,
please.
Chris made money for himself.
That dong, 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 dong.
I'm booing Waddle because I think Major League Baseball stumbled into something that they will keep going forward. What's the point of playing 2 9-inning games in one day? The 7-inning doubleheaders have been fantastic.
Well, you're just talking then, not from quality of baseball. You're talking about the brevity of the
consumption. Events. As a consumer, it's been great.
Yeah.
The Yu Darvish game this weekend, that was Saturday, wasn't it? Game 1 of the doubleheader?
Yes.
I was like, okay, Darvish has been awesome. Not as great. If you watch the game, he wasn't quite as dominant as he's been, but still great. And he went 6. And I'm like, oh, boy, we still have 3 more innings to fill with this bullpen. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, see, like.
Wait a minute.
And changing the strategy in your mind to think about during the game, it's kind of fun to be like, yeah, I get it. There are always 9-inning games, but today it's a little different. Let's figure out the 7-inning deal that we had.
I got to tell you.
Get a hot breaking news sounder?
Really? What do we got here? The Cubs gotten a third mediocre lefty?
No, they did not.
I see this. This has been a rumored move here. Dong, dong,
dong. This is breaking news. Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
So, according to Jeff Passan, Cameron Maybin has been traded from the Tigers to the Cubs. Another guy who's a good player. He's a good player. But
sounds like you're trying to convince yourself.
You keep telling yourself that.
Yeah, like I got 3 deals over here, and I got Sylvia on 3 cases going, yeah,
he's not
okay.
You're not getting Castellanos. Okay. This isn't Castellanos. This is a guy who he's been, you know, he's been like a above average the last several years.
Yeah.
You know who he's not? He's not Albert Almora,
yeah.
who is slowly transformed into one of the worst baseball players in baseball.
Certainly at the dish. He still makes, you know, that
he's good in the outfield.
That mid-chest
slow,
catch, you know, with as much pizzazz as anybody. But
when he comes to the plate now, it is like having the pitcher back. It's like, wait a minute. Well, I thought they got rid of batting the pitcher.
Saturday, he struck out on a couple of pitches that just were in a different zip code.
Yes. So the Cubs actually have tweaked their roster with four new players here in the last 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, a yawn?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so it's Cubs. Cubs.
Well, what does so Cubs mean, though, these days?
Because, Sylvie, you guys are going to, you Cub fans, are going to try and shine up these additions like the Cubs are really making moves. This is a bunch of garbage.
He's coming in to be a defensive replacement,
they
right?
They should have just spent the money on Castellanos.
Well, you can't have him in the outfield.
No,
late
I understand.
Games.
Well, he's gotten worse in the outfield.
Well,
this
I understand
year.
That, but if you're looking for hitting, if you traded for a DH, you should just sign your guys. Like,
can Cameron Maben be a left-handed relief arm as well?
He cannot be. No, Waddle.
I know.
Unless they're
down
10-0, like your Reds were.
He bats right.
Not 10-0, but
right.
You guys had a position player pitching. So here's what the Cubs have done. The Cubs have signed longtime veteran. He's 33 years old, Cameron Maben, right-handed hitter. This year, he is batting .244.
Well, if you put him in the middle of the lineup of this lineup,
with a .311 on base, .256 career hitter, with a .324 on base. You know, again, like I told you, he's basically like a replacement level player, isn't he? And in these days, Albert Almora is sub that. They got Martinez, who used to be on the Cardinals, who was on Tampa this year, who is a right-handed hitter who crushes lefties. I think he's
Isn't he no good now?
No, he hits lefties. He's a .310 hitter against lefties, career-wise. So you play him as your... The Cubs have not gotten production, shockingly, out of the designated hitter role. So every time there's a lefty on the mound, Martinez is your
which is ridiculous because they have the perfect player to be a DH that we've been preaching should be a DH for the last 4 years he's been on the team.
He's gone now, Abdallah. I know. I ranted about it, too, the first time the Cubs played the Reds. He was perfect for the clubhouse. He was perfect for the lineup. He was different than some of their all-or-nothing hitters, too.
I'm glad that there was enough money in the banana stand to make
Martinez
this,
is a replacement to player, these, too.
But you got to look at the lefties. Right, I know. All they're using him for
this is some
lefties.
Dollar store.
See what? Waddle, didn't I call it Cub fans shining up the.
I'm not shining anything up.
I just said this is some dollar store garbage we're dealing with here.
Whoa! Why you got your mouth?
Josh Fegley is a dime store player. And they may have gotten a dollar store player, but at least Josh Fegley isn't on the team anymore.
Josh Fegley is German for Cameron Maben.
No, it's not. Come on. Cameron Maben's been a consistent starter in baseball.
But he's going to be a defensive replacement, right? Isn't that what he is? Listen, okay, here's your deal.
Does he start in the outfield when Schwarber DHs? I don't know. I mean, like...
Maybe you put Happen left, you put Maben right in center, and Schwarber's your DH?
Yeah, I mean, and you know that Hayward's not going to hit like he's hitting now. Hayward's going to plateau a little bit.
Listen, part of me's like...
You know what they added? They added depth. They had four players who've added depth.
Look, if this is the back page, if this is the back page of the Tribune and the Sun Times, because we know they're in cahoots. It's just gonna say meh. It's just gonna be a picture of them. It's just gonna go meh.
But you know what? This is what you were expecting because they've told you they're not even hiding from it. There's no money.
Right.
There are no resources right now for them to invest. So. Part of me says, you know, Theo and Jed, they have their hands tied behind their backs here financially. Then part of me says, well, in some ways you've got your hands tied behind your back because you spent money in ways that did not.
Here's the way I'm
going to
frame it. I'm going to shine it up like Bleck just said, all right? Give me the chamois here. Is that what you use to shine something up?
Yeah.
Hey, all right. Cameron Maben, better than Almora.
Yes, I buy that.
Martinez, better than Fegley.
Oh, definitely.
The two lefty relievers they got, better than Kyle Ryan.
or the same.
So they've improved their 30 or 28 man roster.
They've got
a little
Kyle
bit.
Ryan.
Okay, just but listen, I'm just buffing a little bit. Right,
listen, nobody and again, nobody is selling this to you as we've solved our problems.
No,
they've added some guys that will help in different ways. And it's the same question I've asked myself from the first streak of winning games they won so far this year. How damn good are they? You know what I mean?
I'll say the same thing that I said last year. I'll do it again. I mean, when I'm better and I'm back at the office, if the Cubs win the World Series this year, I will streak in my underwear from Millennium Park or Grand Park.
That's a long way.
It's not really streaking.
I'll do it from Wrigley Field then.
Will you get
I'll go from Wrigley because I don't believe that
from Wrigley to here?
Yes. I don't believe that this team can win the World
Series. How far of a run is that?
Quite the jog.
4 miles?
Would you get arrested for running in your underwear?
No, because if you Chris is a runner, so he'll use any opportunity.
Do you run in your underwear?
You.
Short shorts
but there are
like
dudes
underwear.
That, yeah, they will do short shorts with no shirt on. I saw a dude running today, short shorts, no shirt on. I basically saw one of them hanging out.
Like, I'll walk alongside the parade then in my underwear. Whatever you guys want. I think this is, like, not even going out on a limb because I don't think the limb is very long to...
If somehow in the first round the Cubs got matched up with the Padres, could you beat the Padres in a series?
Well, you could beat anybody. The thing is, Chris, you could beat anybody in a three-game series.
Yeah, you can. I'll buy that. You don't have enough
to... That's what's screwed, and there's no home field advantage this year.
Yeah.
It's 4.7 miles.
Yes.
No, I know that, Sylvie. Anyone can win, but would they beat the Padres?
I'm more concerned with you that he'll hurt himself running in those boxer briefs he wears.
As long as he manscapes beforehand, I think we're good.
Okay, that's too much information. But I'm saying to you, I think if you do this, don't run in your underwear. Run in a Speedo.
Okay.
I think that would probably provide more support.
A Cubs Speedo.
A Cubs Speedo.
Fine. This is such a way, like, it's there is, like...
No
0.002% chance of this Cubs team as constructed winning the World Series. I bet if we called Cap right now, Cap would join me.
Well, they have a professional manager now. How wouldn't they win the World Series?
That's a great point, Chris. Because all weekend when Saturday and I'm watching the team not hit with the bases loaded and nobody out, and then them go to Kimbrel in the game, game two and a one run, I'm thinking of all the people who blame Joe.
Not
the waste of energy that drill was, that it was all Joe's fault.
Rossi had been kicked from the game, right?
Yes.
Not to be the well-actually guy, but the Cubs actually have a 5.6% chance of winning the World Series, according to Fangraphs.
And I think I would bet on the 90. I would put money on the 94.4% or whatever that turns out to be.
Quick math. Good job.
Listen, I will agree with you, Sylvie. Today, right now, they're better than they were when the day began.
Yes.
How much better?
They tried to do some work with limited ability. That's all they're doing.
I'm not.
They're Waddle on the waiver wire in fantasy football. He's no good at it.
Of course.
But he's going to try
every
now and
then.
I'm going to
try. Yes, I got three kickers on my roster.
Who do you always sign, though? The one running back who will catch a lot of footballs.
Theo Riddick. He's a Waddle guy.
That Cameron Maybin is Theo Riddick.
No, he played for Detroit. Yeah, no chance is he as productive in a certain situation as Theo Riddick. Come on now.
Well, he's a several-year starter. I mean, Cameron Maybin has a okay resume. Theo Riddick isn't anything really to write home about. Would anyone join me on this Speedo run if they win the World Series? I don't.
No. No.
The Cubs have traded a shortstop named Zach Short to the Tigers for Maybin. So nothing, it appears Lance Lynn is standing pat.
Who cares about Lance Lynn?
No,
I've heard so much about Lance Lynn.
Right. And the White Sox are better off for not trading anything for him. That's the White Sox deal from Kenny Williams' past. The Lance Lynns of the world.
Yes, I'm with you there. Now, Lance Lynn is having himself a season right now. I get it. He is.
No, I know, but...
But I'm not giving up a bunch for Lance Lynn. I'm with you 100%.
312-332-3776. The Cubs actually acquired 4 new players in the last 24 hours. Last, a little more than that, last 30 hours. 2 hitters, two lefty relievers. The White Sox, it appears, have stood pat. Sox fans, are you happy with that? Are you angry? I don't think you should be angry. Mm-mm. This is a year where if the mail is delivered early, you love it. You just love, you're playing with the house money. 3-3-2-3-7-7-6.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Comes down to us for not welcoming in our Twitch followers. Thank you to everybody on Twitch, where you can watch, listen, and react to the show. The place to get it, if you're still new to Twitch, it's twitch.tv. That's the website. Then just add the / ESPN 1000 Chicago. That's our station, ESPN 1000 Chicago. Download the Twitch app. It's all brought to you by Blue Moonlight Sky. Make it a once in a blue moon derby.
Some of that right there on the counter.
Do you? Very nice. Is the derby's this the Labor Day weekend, right?
I believe so. So
thank you for all the people who listen, however you may listen. But the latest, newest way where you may see Waddle take off his shirt.
Once in a blue moon. That's going to happen.
Yeah, we got to play. We got a montage of that for later, too. Your Dingers stuff, too, we'll look back on. But the story of the day, it looks like, do we have confirmation, guys, that the White Sox have stood pat? Have any of the White Sox writers confirmed?
Yes, Scott Merkin has tweeted, the White Sox hold steady after the Dyson move.
So, they get a pinch runner who could steal bases in big games. That's what they're doing, and they're arriving early, and they'll take their chances with Dylan Cease and with Dane Dunning and with that bullpen and those mashers.
If I'm a Sox fan, I got no problem with what they did.
Me neither. And I actually would – I encourage it. 312-332-3776. Jerry on 80, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jer?
I totally agree that the White Sox stand pat and watch Cleveland give away probably their best pitcher. I just wish that they would have definitely done it in the past when they went out and pursued James Weep Shields and gave away Tatis.
Yeah.
I want your opinion on that.
Well, yeah, I mean, as a White Sox fan, you've got to be happy, A, that you did not part any with any of your young talent, and you saw one of the better arms. I'd say Bieber is probably their best arm right now, right?
I mean, they've gotten rid of a bunch of these arms. Think about all the good pitching they've gotten rid of.
Trevor Bauer was in their system.
Sure, Kluber they got rid of.
That's right. So, I'd be fine. I mean, I know that people don't want to hear the connection between the two, but I think you brought it up a while ago. This smells a lot like 2015 on the north side for the Southsiders.
And it's not for a lack of being able to talk about this. Like, there's this group of Sox fans that if you bring up that comp to 2015 Cubs, do you always have to bring the Cubs in the situation or the equation?
Well, I would say this to you. If it was the Cincinnati Reds, who aren't in this city, that were the best comp for what the White Sox have done, then I'd use the Cincinnati Reds. But it happens to be that the team on the north side of town isn't only close, but they are probably the best comp for what happened several years ago.
It's so similar because 15, the Cubs weren't counting on stuff. And they signed John Lester, and they made some moves. The Sox made a lot of moves, too. Dallas Keuchel they added. They brought in Grandal. Encarnacion came. They went
got
with
money
Robert
on him
from
tonight.
The Star.
Got money on him tonight.
Who's
got money
that?
On all of it. All those guys you just mentioned. I got
to
money
hit home
on
runs.
Yeah, I got them all for dingers.
And I hit dingers.
That dong a dong dong dong.
You know, Giolito is playing the role of Jake Arrieta, who just a couple of years ago wasn't very good.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden has turned into an ace and has thrown a no-hitter in the year that they're emerging. I mean, Ricky Renteria managed the Cubs in 14. You know,
you don't have to defend the comparison. Don't even worry about it. People are going to yell. They're going to yell. It's a good comparison. It's a good comp. And if White Sox fans get irritated by it, I don't know what to tell you.
Andrew in Lakeview, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say that
to me, the big mistake the White Sox made was actually a move they didn't make, which was getting rid of Kopech. I think that, you know, we have the opportunity right now where there's still sort of the smoke screen that he's a quality pitcher and a good prospect. But the bottom line is he hasn't pitched in 2 years. He's proven to be, I think, pretty mentally unstable, to say the least. And yeah, I think it's going to be one of those moves we regret that we hung on to this sort of like phantom image of a good arm.
Well, look, they made trade him in the offseason. Again, I think the landscape is going to be easier, too. Rick Hahn has done some good work in offseasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think you see where this team goes, how the starting pitching develops with the two younger arms, and then you react, and there may be a... Is Trevor, someone said in the Twitch channel, is Trevor Bauer a free agent?
I believe so.
Like again, like you could sign enough. You've got money, I would think, even though the being a buyer these days is tough with the COVID. But, you know, there may be moves out there that could afford you to still trade Kopech.
I think that he's probably one of the more polarizing players in their entire system right now, right? Because, like, if I would think I'd be in favor of taking the approach that, listen, too early to give up on him. You know, I don't know exactly where he's at on a number of issues, but there are plenty of players that have dealt with and gotten past anxiety and other issues. Zach Greinke's one of them who has dealt with it, found a way to cope with it, and found a way to succeed. I believe Joey Votto's another player that his history. In his history, he has battled some of the same stuff. So at the age of, what is he? What is Kopech? 24? With arguably the best stuff of anyone in their system? I would be reluctant to pass him along now.
Unless he's in a deal for a really good starting pitcher.
Right.
John in Rolling Meadows, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, guys. You know, I know where you guys are coming from comparing the White Sox this year to the Cubs of, you know, 15. And I'm one of the few Sox fans that will agree with you 100%. That's exactly where they're at. I think I would have been more schemed if they would have gone out and gotten an arm and had to give up something that they could have waited and probably got him during the offseason. But you know what? The team this year that – I was looking at the standings and some of the statistics. The team that I think has the clearest shot to win the whole thing this year is the Dodgers. I mean, I don't see anybody in the American League that can out-hit the Dodgers. I don't see anybody with a rotation close to what they have. The Yankees are beat up, and then their bullpen. And you know, and they go out and they get Betts, and you know, he's going to start hitting. And Robert, this is the year that if the Dodgers are going to win the whole thing, this is the year the Dodgers will win it, I think.
Well, we'll see. They're really good. I mean, they're setting records for, like, their run differential at this point.
90. They're at a plus 90 right now.
It's crazy. But look, for a young team in the postseason like the White Sox, where you don't have to go into a full Yankee stadium now, you know, like that, and get rattled, like White Sox are in a great position to do a lot of damage.
If you ask me to put my money down, which is what we do, the ultimate test here, I'd be reluctant to put my cash down, a significant amount of cash down, because I still don't know if they've got enough pitching. Not in their bullpen, but in their starting arms.
What about of both teams? If you had to say which team is going to go farther, the Cubs or the White Sox? Who are you? I would put my money down on the Sox.
You're going to have tougher competition in general in the American League right now. Don't you believe the American League is a significantly more difficult league than the National League? Like, you look at the Rays, you look at the Yankees.
No, you're right, Waddle, because Dodgers, of course.
But outside of that, I mean, do the Braves scare you? They're good, but
yeah.
I mean, nobody in the Central. Phillies are a game under 500. The Padres are a hot team right now. The Rockies can mash. I mean, but like I would much rather play teams in the National League than go to the American League, where I got to take care of the Astros, the A's, the Athletics, the Twins, even the Indians. They pitch well. I mean, I don't know what will happen to them now. They get rid of Clevenger. Collectively, they don't score a lot of runs. But the Rays, the Yankees, and the Blue Jays are all playing good baseball. So I think right now the White Sox are playing better baseball than the Cubs. I think they've got a more difficult path.
So the Cubs have acquired Cameron Maben from the Detroit Tigers, Josh Osich from Boston. He pitched for the White Sox last year. It was lefty reliever, and Andrew Chafin from Arizona is currently on the injured list.
Abdallah and Bleck are going to give you a breakdown on all of these guys when we get to the baseball show tonight at 6 o'clock.
Right. And we got to get to our football conversation, too. We did not talk a lot about Fournette because of all the trades the Cubs ended up making and then me shining him up. So let's get to Waddle's World coming up next.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
Amazing.
9 career TDs in the NFL.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
It's time to find out what's on Tom's mind.
Is that why you are here?
As we go inside Waddle's World.
Waddle's World brought to you by our great partners at Wintrust Community Banks. They are Chicago's banks. Find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank. Visit Wintrust.com/find us. Member FDIC. Baseball trade deadline is come and gone. The Chicago Cubs did nothing. Nobody's upset. And Chris Bleck and Adam Abdallah, who...
The White Sox did nothing.
What'd I say, the Cubs?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm an idiot.
I thought you were ripping the Cubs four moves.
No, I wasn't. That wasn't like... That wasn't dry humor either. That was just a whiff on me. No, the White Sox did nothing. The Cubs did a little something, and I'm sure that Bleck and Abdallah will be spending the entire baseball show tonight to break down the names that the Cubs acquired.
Hot and heavy.
Yeah,
I will compare them to dollar store items. Like Maben is some off-brand, paper towels.
Okay,
that are probably won't absorb.
What about Chafin?
Chafin, off-brand toilet paper.
Are you Chafin?
Yeah,
are
exactly.
Are you Chafin in there?
I don't want him to rub the clubhouse.
How about Osich?
Huh?
Right.
Osich is one of those like toys that you buy at the dollar store for a kid. Like you know, it's not going to last more than an hour. Like that thing's going to break.
And then I believe Martinez, right?
Martinez is like, that's a dollar store umbrella. That's going to get you through a few storms. That's going to get you through a few storms.
We stopped at the dollar store on our way to the
Derby. And got a bunch of umbrellas.
Yeah, for the day. And then we disposed of them because I don't think we could bring them in.
They were a dollar and they were bad.
But by the way, the Cubs, what they're replacing them with were like a bunch of gumball machine toys. Say what you want about the dollar store items, but do you know those little like a clear, the toys that are in like the clear circle that you get out of a gumball machine that like are the spider ring or a tattoo
or the sticky hand?
Yeah,
it feels like a booger. It's like a giant booger.
Every time I'd get one of those, I swear to God, if I find that on my carpet.
Yeah. Or the dog's chewing it.
Oh.
Someone's dog's going to get sick. If you put that on the ground, the dog's going to get sick.
It'll come out the other end.
So that's what we had. Wouldn't you say, thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say that the highlight of the trade deadline, obviously, was Mike Clevinger going to the Padres?
Yes.
I would say that.
Did you see who the Indians will be replacing Mike Clevinger with?
Zach Plesac?
Yep, he's back.
He's back.
Yeah, think so. And he was having too good of a year.
Yeah. Made a bad decision, as his Uncle Dan told us a while ago, but he's back in the rotation. Sad news, Hall of Fame Georgetown coach John Thompson has passed away at the age of 78. His death was announced in a family statement today. No details were disclosed. Thompson turned Georgetown into a national powerhouse, became the first black coach to lead a team to the NCAA men's basketball championship. He was also, fantastic mentoring his guys. I think they had like a 97 or 98% graduation rate at Georgetown when he was the coach there, which is fantastic as well.
They were a power, and Greeny was reminiscing about this on Get Up today, that the days of like, and we experienced it here in Chicago because DePaul and Georgetown would play every year.
Right.
Like the bigger than life figures that these college basketball coaches were, that's, and they still are to many effects, but like in the 80s with Ray Meyer. And with Bob Knight and
remember the
Big East with Louis Carnesecca and John Thompson, and Syracuse was on the up then, and Boeheim got hired in that rivalry. It was they and he was literally and figuratively bigger than life.
And I was watching again today Allen Iverson's speech at the Hall of Fame, the Basketball Hall of Fame, when he said, "Listen, John Thompson saved my life." It was a really moving speech.
And every year he would have a different big man that was great.
Yeah.
Like with Ewing, and then he would replace Ewing with Mourning and or Dikembe. You know what I mean? Like there was always somebody at Georgetown who was great. And they were in the middle. I believe he won one championship. He lost two heartbreakers. The one against Michael in his freshman year where Michael hit the game-winning shot with a costly turnover. And do you remember the Villanova-Georgetown final where Villanova shocked Georgetown?
They were the highest seed to ever win the title, right? Weren't they in eight?
Yep. And Georgetown was a power thanks to John Thompson.
Yeah. So, sad news. Georgetown Hall of Fame coach John Thompson has passed away at the age of 70.
It was a really bad weekend, Waddle.
Yeah, it was.
Really, you know, with
Chadwick Boseman.
Chadwick
dying.
Boseman, and man, to do it, to have it on Jackie Robinson weekend, you know, and he was, I don't know if you remember, he was a judge at the slam dunk contest at the United Center.
Yeah, here in Chicago. Yeah, it's been a difficult weekend, that's for sure. Segueing to the NFL, there are a couple of stories there. As we talked a little bit earlier, the Jags have released Leonard Fournette after three seasons. I think as the show goes on, we'll discuss in depth about whether or not the Bears should be involved in pursuing him. Saints running back Alvin Kamara's camp absence has been tied to his contract situation. He's had he's been an unexcused absent player from training camp since Friday, and it is believed, according to Shefty, to be contract related. So he's scheduled to make $2.13 million in the final year of his rookie contract. They get fined a lot of money for not being there, don't they? I don't know that these situations ever really they get resolved, but he's a hell of a player.
He's great. Yeah, I know. But what do you do now? Like, you're really going to go and pay?
That's an interesting situation.
The cap's going down, isn't it?
I would think so. It's a revenue sharing sport. Cap's not going to be as friendly going forward, at least in the immediate run. So I don't know what they're going to do.
I bet you he comes back.
I would think so.
The Saints are also projected to be $37.7 million over the cap next season.
Yeah, I mean, like, again.
So, like, they've got,
they're cutting dudes.
Yeah. So, there's some interesting situations around the NFL. Iowa has halted all of their workouts after a virus spike. Iowa Athletic Department pausing workouts for all sports until after Labor Day following a major uptick in the number of coronavirus cases. The department says there were 93 positive results.
Whoa.
Out of 815 COVID-19 tests taken between last Monday and Sunday.
Is that just a case of college kids who just don't know how to not be college kids?
Well, I said to the guys at one of the breaks when I got this news the first time, I said, is that a group of players that have said, well, it's all student athletes, right? It wasn't just a football team that have just said, look, we're not competing. They've told us that we're not going to compete, so I'm going to the bar.
And you just can't do that now. I know that you're a kid and you think differently, but the fact of the matter remains, and this is why, didn't Northwestern just make a rule where freshmen and sophomore
students are not, I believe, are not allowed on campus for the first semester.
So it's because there's no, governor for a college student. When you're a freshman and sophomore, you want to act like a freshman and sophomore. And you can't now. If you want to stop this thing, and the fact is that it's like taking the dog food away from the puppy. Do you know what I mean? With playing time, with young players too, with young students who want to be college kids. You can't do that now.
By the way, Boston College is set to kick off their season Saturday, September 19th at Duke. So
it's just it's like one story is completely opposite than the other. You know, and I saw Austin Peay play over the weekend.
Yes,
that,
you did.
Arkansas Central, is that who?
National Arkansas.
Do you guys Central. Take that in? That was great.
I did
great.
Not see it, no.
I saw the highlights just because it was the only college football game.
So great.
I was living vicariously through you with regard to the joy for college football.
Listen, there's nothing else on at that time.
There's
so
a
it's
high
not
school
like...
football game on, too,
yesterday.
Wasn't there?
Yeah, yeah.
Bro,
watch
that, too. There's two college games on Thursday.
Yeah.
Let's do this. So who's great. Playing this Thursday?
It doesn't
Central
matter.
Arkansas and UAB whoever. Players, Tom. UAB. That's who's playing players.
Yeah, the Blazers.
Man, my bad. There's players. Another directional Arkansas game on. My bad. I didn't know.
Feel good. It's football.
I feel great.
Oh, by the way, Yomer Sanchez has been added back to the White Sox, or Ryan Goins DFA'd. So right. Yomer's back. That's right. The tweaks, yeah. You know? And I have, by the way, I have poll questions out there for both fan bases. To vote on whether or not you liked your moves or not, or no moves.
Nice moves. Hey, when we come back, guess what you're getting?
The nuttiest story of the day.
And?
Florida or Ohio.
Boom. This hour brought to you by White Claw Hard Seltzer, crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of natural fruits. Available in 8 all-natural fruit flavors. It's low-carb, gluten-free, and only 100 calories. White Claw Hard Seltzer, made pure. Please drink responsibly.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
Time now for the nuttiest story of the day, brought to you by Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey. A night with Screwball.
It's bound to get a little nutty.
Well done, sir. Nudist lovers offer $2,600 for moving help, but you got to be naked.
Why? Well, I mean, like you're
hey,
nudist.
They're rules. Their you... money, their rules.
Well, wait a minute. Why do you need a naked mover?
Yeah, let me read the headline to you again, okay?
Yeah, they're nudists, but why do the movers have to be nudists?
Nudist lovers offer $2,600 for moving help, but you got to get naked. These nudists are offering a generous rate for help with their upcoming move.
Would you do it, Abdallah? You don't like to move anybody, but for $2,600?
I'm not getting naked.
For $2,600? How much would they have to give you to go there and... strap it on, so to speak, weight belt, because you're lifting heavy things, butt naked. Is it butt naked or buck naked?
Buck naked.
Okay, so buck naked.
How many stairs are we talking?
I don't know.
Let's pivot. Say it's an elevator building.
Pivot.
Let's pivot. Say you got an elevator, no stairs.
What?
Well, if you're lifting a couch
what is pivot?
Upstairs, you got to pivot around the corner.
Is that what movers Those scream at each other?
Pivot.
Yeah. Pivot. Yeah.
Pivot. Pivot.
Oh, for the movers?
Yeah. And then if you don't move your hand, it gets stuck against the wall.
Yeah. I'm not worried about my hand getting stuck with these people.
Tape it back.
Yeah.
That's a tough job.
I'm very worried about
my
hand.
I tip my cap to all
movers. Tuck and tape. Aren't you right there?
Tuck and tape.
If you take this job, you're going to have to tuck and tape.
That's a new show motto.
Speaking of manscaping.
I was just trying to give a shout-out to the movers, and you're yelling tuck and tape.
A naturist couple seeking a mover and driver to assist them in their move next month have taken out an online advertisement for the perfect candidate. The individual must be available in mid-September and be paid a whopping $2,668 for their services and must agree that clothing is not optional.
That's weird. It's just weird. I mean, it gets weird enough when the mover's pants dip down a little bit too low. Why would you want...
You're talking about plumbers.
Yeah, right.
Also, you want me rubbing my stuff all over your furniture?
I don't.
Right.
I mean, if Whoa. That was an offer, I'd like to decline. If you were just saying in general, or you mean if you were moving
if
my
I'm
stuff?
If I'm moving your stuff, like...
Okay, I thought you were like, hey, you want me to come over tonight?
That it's going to come in contact.
Wait.
You don't want that. I'd throw in that couch out.
Pivot?
Yeah.
When you say pivot, I'm thinking you're like, move on from this topic. But what you're doing is trying to save your marbles from getting pitched
talk.
Against
Stairs,
the wall in the edge of the couch.
One, two, three. Oh. Like, that's what you do when you lift, right?
I'd be afraid that relieve myself if I'm lifting too much weight with no clothing on.
What? Well, then you'd want to have no clothing on.
You should see a doctor about that.
You're probably right. You're probably right. I probably should go see a doctor about that. Anyway, that's the case. So if you're interested,
Do you have a link?
No, I don't know where.
Nakedmoving.com?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Craigslist.com/casualencounters.
Tapeandtuck.com. No, tuck and tape, right? Because if you tape and then tuck, it's not going to work, right, Chris?
Yeah, that does.
Come on.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Napping for longer than an hour may be bad for your health.
We've always known this.
I can't nap. I can't tell you the last time
I can. And you feel like crap sleep during the day. It's a long nap.
Snoozing for an hour or more may raise your risk of death and heart disease, a new research product says. Daytime napping is common all over the world and is generally considered a healthy habit, said the good doctor. A common view is that napping improves performance and counteracts the negative consequences of sleep debt. Our study challenges these widely held options. So they're telling you napping for longer than an hour is not good for you. Do you know what I say? Don't nap for more than an hour.
There you go.
I got another naked story here, but I'm going to save it for tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Because right now we need to play a game. You want to play a game?
Get ready to play the game that's sweeping the nation.
What?
Public drunkenness. Exotic animals. Dumb criminals. Random stabbings. Or maybe just some good old-fashioned debauchery. Everything's on the table. It's the Sunshine State versus the Buckeye State as we play Florida or Ohio. And as always, listeners, feel free to play along at home.
I think I found a guy to help people move.
Yeah. Oh, really?
If they need a naked man.
Who?
Naked men charged with DUI after threatening to shoot person backing into a ditch.
Okay, wait a second. He just wants to drive naked. He doesn't want to lift anything and help you move.
A man is facing charges after police located and operating his vehicle in the nude. Police received a call about a naked man knocking on a residence door threatening to shoot someone he'd been arguing with, according to police, then attempting to get into his vehicle and leave, but he ended up backing it into a ditch.
Have you ever driven naked?
No!
Really?
Shirtless.
Where have would you? This sounds like you have.
No, I don't think I have either, but I just, like, some of the most, some of the weirdest questions are, I think, answered in a strange way.
The man was handed some clothes and asked to participate in field sobriety exercises, which he failed.
This is Florida crazy.
I think so. You know what? I always
West
go to
Palm Beach.
The naked man.
This is what I call it. This is what I call it. Totally Tampa.
To answer your question, Waddle, I think I have, but there was a towel involved.
There you go.
Why? I think I had a towel.
Why were you naked?
Something you where you,
something
you swim. No. You swim at a friend's house. You didn't have a bathing suit. So when you get out, you just towel up and you drive home.
Names.
Matt Kenley.
Oh.
He had a cool pool. Like a high diving board,
too. How do you have a high diving board
at your own pool at your house?
Why wouldn't you get back into your clothes that you were in?
Welcome to Libertyville.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute, Chris. Hold on, guys.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you get into your clothes?
Why are you naked?
Before you went swimming, instead of just getting in your car naked.
Like, did you swim in your cutoff jean shorts?
No. Like hot summer night, you swim in your boxers or something like that, or your shorts. Okay. So they're soaked. Uh-huh. You don't want to get into your car like that. So you towel, you wrap it around, and then you get in.
Then you take your clothes off underneath the towel?
Yeah, before you get in.
Okay, I would think you'd just leave your pants on, towel over pants. You just want to go towel over naked body.
Yeah, you got a sopping wet mess in there then.
Doesn't he have a bathing suit you can borrow?
And my clothes are wet.
I don't want to borrow someone's bathing suit.
Yeah, you don't borrow.
How about sweatpants afterwards?
Isn't that weird?
Driving
gross. Hey, do you mind if I borrow your bathing suit? I did use my new manscaping tools before I came over today.
I don't want to use anything where the boys have been the boy with all the boys.
What about the sweatpants then?
I'd rather you come over to my house and get your stuff on my couch as you're moving my couch.
Instead of driving naked.
It was Florida, guys.
Of course it